If he asked you, would you, or you feel like?
I think I would. You know what I mean? Depending on the reason why.
Right.
If he was like, stop because it makes me feel uncomfortable.
Do you feel like there's a stopping moment where you probably get off of OnlyFans, or you just?
Yes, it's not a forever thing for me. I'm mainly using it to focus on my acting and to pursue my bikini line as well.
One word, describe Julia Roberts.
Inspirational.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Just because she has got it going on in the acting world.
Yeah.
Despite whatever anyone wants to say. You know what
like
I mean?
You don't feel like she's overrated? Hello, mofos and mofets. This is Thaddeus Shade. You're listening to Seasonable Clout. Interview number 12. Let's go.
What's bar shit? What is it? LLCs? Cash App is cool, but we sell things. Okay. Mini boards on UPS, we mail keys.
Get them out.
You running shit? Nah. Yeah, when hell freeze, keep the chop on me, bitch, like I'm NLE. Like NLE. White ball, stay involved like the MLB.
Say a full sentence for me.
I like pineapples. And
pineapples on what?
Vodka. I don't like vodka. That was a lie.
You just lied about vodka?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell was that about?
I didn't know what to say.
Why so would you just lie?
No, I'm not lying. I mean, I've been drinking a lot of vodka lately.
Is that the thing you do?
Unintentional.
Oh, okay.
I mean, intentionally, but like not by my choice.
Oh, okay. But you don't like vodka. We're clear that you don't like vodka.
No.
We have started. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If I don't have to drink it, I would rather not.
Really?
Yeah. That was like my high school drink and it would make me sick.
Damn, that much? Like really get sick? Sick?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Back in the day, I don't get sick no more, though.
No, not at all.
I haven't in a long time. Actually, 4th of July last year, I drank a whole pitcher of, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was like wine, some hard alcohol,
wine.
Some other stuff.
Y'all could see it was wine.
You know, a martini, and I wasn't drunk, but the next day, like all the sugar, I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to get this out of my system.
I don't drink and I can't handle drinking, but I can see how a whole tub of some shit, but really.
So what do you really do?
I don't. Anyway, this is Seasonable Clout podcast. What's today? Is it Tuesday? I think it's Tuesday. I have Hannah Nicole Cass with me.
Yes, sir.
Did I get that right?
Mm-hmm.
Hannah Nicole Cast with a K. That was very enforced when I
with a K
when I was told you got to put a K at the end of it.
I always say that. It's Hannah Cast with a K.
Cast. It's very like cast. Classy, you know, different. Cast.
Fast cast.
How are you doing?
Good.
What was your day like today? What'd you do today?
Oh my God, what did we do today? I don't know. I chilled out and then I chilled out some more.
A lot of chilling. Okay. Freezer style.
Pet my dogs.
It's nice when you can pet your dogs. That's a lovely moment.
It was Taco Tuesday for me.
Really?
Twice.
Twice.
And yesterday too. And then here I am now.
Were they good? Where'd you get the tacos from?
Down the street. There, it's a little taco I don't know.
Little hippie hip hop spot, like cool spot.
Yeah.
You don't know the name of the joint?
No.
Yeah, I know.
Don't
look at your cousin. Your cousin's here, you know. Listen, can you help her out? Can you give us a Google and then we can know
how to pronounce this?
So try to pronounce it. It's Huicho. No, I don't think that's right.
I'm trying to find out where these tacos is at. And she can't help me. What is that? Oh, yeah, I can't say it either. Okay, I'll just put it.
They're just like very like
out when I
classic street tacos.
Yeah.
And I dig that.
Somebody just had street tacos today that had pineapples in them.
Yep. Pineapple on street tacos is shit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've never dabbled.
You've got to dabble.
Taco with pineapple in there. Okay.
Pineapple and everything. Pizza. That's yeah. Right. Pizza.
Pizza. Say it one more time. Yeah, you was talking about SMR. What was it, SMR?
ASMR.
ASMR.
Yeah.
It's a big thing on YouTube.
Is it
a big thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. You said you were thinking about getting involved.
No,
in it?
Just listening.
Yeah. What is the
silent? The whisper.
Think the fix, like the fixation for that is.
I don't know. Maybe lack of communication through people and getting to hear someone like up close and personal.
You really got that was a detailed Dr. Phil situation right there.
Well,
that
I just
was
figured
deep.
That you asked what the situation.
Yeah,
with
I'll
it.
Take it.
I figure that's
I'll
what
take
it is.
I'm gonna give it. Hold on. Hannah Nicole Cass, people.
With a K.
Oh, we're out here in the very blazing hot. I chose the wrong movie to put on in the background. That is a bit aggressive right now.
No, I kind of like that. But, oh, my God.
It's on Netflix. I hadn't finished it. It's, what is it, like 365... Yeah, that was.
I thought he was murdering was, someone, but that's not what it was
yeah,
going on.
Was, it's a bit aggressive, but we are out here in the blazing hot of the sun. And as you know, recently, the governor, we're going to lightly talk about the governor coming in and kind of shutting things back down. I wanted to ask you, I ask everybody that interview, how you've been handling from pretty much March to now, your whole COVID situation. How do you go about sanitizing yourself and like your hand sanitizer, your mask, your gloves? how do you start from March? You know.
Okay, so I don't go out very often, so it's not super hard for me.
Mm.
But when I go out and come home, I obviously like wash my hands.
Yeah.
But I mean, I really don't go very long.
Did the virus kind of scare you a little bit? Does it worry you at all?
Not me. Not really. I don't know if I would be high case or high whatever for it or not. Because
yeah.
I have a blood clot in my brain.
Really?
So I don't know. It's like getting sick. I don't think it would affect that part of it.
Right. You have a blood clot in your brain right now?
Yeah. Maybe two of them. I don't know.
I've gone through blood clots myself.
You have?
I had two big ass junkers in my damn lungs.
Oh.
Vicious. I had to be on Coumadin for a long time.
Okay. Yeah. Was that to help them bleed out?
Yes.
Okay. So I want to keep mine thick. I cannot be on blood thinners.
Really?
Yep. Because if they bleed, it causes havoc on my brain.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Got like a whole Grey's Anatomy situation going on. That's pretty intense.
Grey's Anatomy, yeah. With the brain.
Yeah, with the brain, yeah. Virus-wise, you look at us and we're at a second, kind of, I don't want to say like a second shutdown, but people looked at us and they were like, y'all really are open. Y'all really went for a whole swing, a whole home run, and then everybody saw that we were open and they rushed out here. How did you feel about watching us open and then watching all the people from every other state come out here? Did you kind of feel like we were headed back to a rise in COVID numbers?
Yes, I figured we would go into this next shutdown like we are this weekend.
Yeah.
So I saw that coming, but it's been a little entertaining.
How is it entertaining? Talk to me.
Well, not like people getting sick. But it's weird living in a bubble. Then coming from Oregon, people are like, oh my God, like it's really going down out there. And I'm like, I guess so.
Sweet. So you just, maybe pretty much answered my question I was going to ask you. Where are you from? So just go ahead and say it again. Fuck. Jesus.
I'm from Eastern Oregon, to be clear, not Portland.
Ah.
Pendleton. It's a very small rodeo town.
Rodeo town, huh? Like,
Yeehaw. Like Pendleton whiskey.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I'm from. You don't?
No.
Oh.
It's like a whiskey, like real whiskey or like,
yeah,
that's where it's from.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit. I didn't know. Yeah. I don't dabble in liquor, but
gotcha.
If you would have brought a little Pendleton whiskey with you, I'd have gone ahead and took a little sippy sip, what's it like up there?
It's very farm towny. Everyone knows everybody.
Yeah.
And it's like very just country hick small town.
Really?
I'm from another, I kind of grew up half and half between Pendleton and another place called Union. And Union had like 38 people in the class.
Really?
Yeah. So when I say I'm from a small town, I'm from like an actual small town.
Wow.
Yes.
Do you miss it?
No.
Not at all?
No. I mean, I miss my family out there, but no. I've always wanted to live in the bigger city.
Do you check back home to see how, since we're in like the, I don't know how you want to put it, a very tense time, racial time. Do you check back home? Do you feel, is that an area where I could survive? Because I'm very, you know, Negro. Is that very a place that I could survive?
You know, there would be people out there that fight for you, but I know that the Black people in the community out there do have a hard time because gotcha. I have some friends out there, and obviously my cousin remembering that place back home has been very bittersweet for her, but more bitter, I would say.
Maybe they'll come and it'll be a change of heart up there. You know, it's maybe.
I just think they're more ignorant more than anything is where it stems from.
A lot of it is ignorant that I see on social media and stuff like that. You ever play Oregon Trail?
Yeah, that's like the town. The Oregon Trail went straight through the town.
Kenny died from malaria. I don't know if that was his name, but that's how they used to. It used to come up on the green. Anyway, I'm old. You got any brothers and sisters?
I have 3 older brothers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you in the middle? How old are you?
I'm 23.
Really?
Yes, I'm a baby, and I'm the baby of the family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They watch over you like brothers do?
Yes.
Y'all tight, close?
Yeah, I'm pretty close with my brothers.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, I love them.
Anybody you feel like you could beat up out of your brothers? You could take somebody down?
I wrestle all my brothers.
Really?
Yes. When I was little, they would body slam me a lot. Like, hardcore. They were mean. My brother, Micah, the middle-aged one, him and I have a wrestling match like every time we see each other.
Yeah?
Yeah. It usually starts with me like de-pantsing him because I'm an asshole. And to embarrass him like since I was little. And then we fight. It's on. Yeah.
Is it brotherly sister fight type situations?
No, like full on.
Full on?
Not punches, but like...
It's intense.
A tough wrestle, like, yeah.
Worthy of getting popcorn and watching type intense. Okay, I'm not mad at that. If you ain't fighting with your brothers and sisters, who are you fighting with, you know?
Nobody.
Nobody. That's exactly what it is. See, I like the way you respond there. Now, you take a deep breath, and sometimes I like to tell people they don't know who they're dealing with. They're dealing with me. I ain't really gonna play no games. You already know my name. I played. See, you haven't listened to my podcast, so you don't know that I just randomly run records through my podcast. So you're just gonna have to deal with that.
That's cool.
Those things just happen. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into one of the things. First of all, I'll save it. You want to be an actor.
Yes, part of what I want to do.
An actress. They don't call female actresses any actresses anymore. They just call them actors now, right?
They
get rid of the actress.
No, they call them actresses still. But I mean, either way it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, some people will be like, "No, it's an actress. Like, I'm a female," and then other people are like, "I'm an actor. Like, that's the profession." So gotcha. Depends on who you're talking to.
Okay. Okay. But do you mind either or? So I don't want to.
I don't care.
You wrestling with your brothers. I don't want you jumping on me, elbowing me. I want to get that right. I want the title to be right.
It's good.
Okay. All right. Do you take any improv classes or anything like that?
I have done improv classes. Yes. At the moment, everything is fairly shut down. So everything's been online. I've been doing the Meisner technique.
You're going to have to explain that. I am a dummy. Explain what the Huizinger technique? What is it?
So it's the Meisner technique. There's like a few.
Sounds like a villain. Go ahead, though.
Right. There's a few different types of techniques when it comes to acting. And his way was like, because actors have to go into a very emotional state sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's not like pretending you're this. You actually have to start feeling something. Mm. So he's like, how do I protect my actors? Because a lot of them will go into depression, you know, when they're doing their roles.
Right.
So this part of the technique is really living and just being in the moment is his biggest thing.
Yeah. So basically, I'm going to give you a scene real quick. So do you remember I Am Legend? right? You know, have you seen I Am Legend? Will Smith?
Yeah.
Remember when he had to choke his dog out?
Yeah.
Remember? That's so sad. Sam. I know.
Poor Sam. I have German Shepherds, so it gets to me.
It touches the heart.
It does.
Do you remember, though, how intense that scene was, and then the tear coming down, and the eyes was watering, the tear. Will Smith was great at being able to drop a tear at a time. Is that what you're saying with the Meisner effect, or am I a little off with that?
No, that's it. I mean, as an actor, any of the techniques, you should be able to learn how to get yourself to be able to cry. But it's hard, especially when you're doing it like over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And not doing it at the same time. Because if you're doing it at the same time, you're not actually being in the moment.
You'll never have your cousin, Lissa, just grab, like, y'all don't ever just print off scripts and then, you know, you just have her read lines back to you and y'all be screaming back and forth, you know. This time I will not be, you know, you don't go back and forth.
That is so theater.
Oh, yeah. That's so, I'm sorry.
No, not necessarily. So I'm a little like weird about it. If it's somebody who isn't in acting, it's kind of hard to practice with them because I could pick up on bad habits where if I'm doing something and it's not a good habit, they're not going to call me out. So I'm careful who I run lines with.
Got you.
Yeah. If it's...
they always make it seem like you can run lines with anybody in movies. When they're like running lines, they just give somebody a script and read this part and then they read it back. So now I've learned that people who do not act should not be reading lines with somebody who does act. I have learned something
unless
new
it's
today.
Just like memorizing, then it's like cool.
What about being in the mirror? You know what I'm saying? Like you throw a bunch of water on your face. It's a real intense scene. And then, you know,
being in the mirror is good. There's actually, it's really good for cold reading.
Okay.
And that's like where you go and you don't know the script and you have to look down and trying to keep eye contact with yourself. So you have to learn how to like grab some sentences and pop back up and look at yourself in the eyes and talk. And it's really good if you have weird tics. Like I either do this a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, they can't see what I'm doing. Like shake my head. Or like I have little eyebrow things and my acting coach is like, hold your face still.
Yeah.
Because when you are on screen, it's going to look crazy.
Yeah.
So
there is a famous, I don't want to say famous, but there is something that Steven Spielberg told George Clooney when he was directing ER. And he yelled cut and he told George Clooney, if you can keep your head straight, you'll be a fucking superstar, a movie star.
Hmm.
And because I don't know if you ever watched George Clooney. George Clooney always has a fucking head tilt. He can't help. So somehow that head just kind of tilts and it goes back and forth. He always has that. And that was like, that's really cool to hear. For him, it's probably really cool to hear. Just in the middle of Steven fucking Spielberg directing a fucking episode of ER, he just tell him, like, you can keep your fucking head straight, my man. You'll be a movie star. Which he never accomplished and still became a movie star anyway. Have you done any casting calls? Have you went on any?
Auditions,
there it is. Casting calls is like really, that's...
Casting calls is more
like reality TV or something like that.
Depending how you use it, but you can say, oh, there's like a casting call, but it's an audition.
Yeah.
It's kind of like saying actress and actor, depending.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you get into casting couch, you don't want to be there.
No, that's not the one, but I will be checking it out later. because she doesn't have a clue what we're talking about right now. No, that's okay. All right. Can you name me at least three or four of, you know what? I got something better. One word, describe Julia Roberts.
Inspirational.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Just because she has got it going on in the acting world.
Yeah.
Despite whatever anyone wants to say. You know what I mean?
You don't feel like she's overrated?
Well, even if she's quote unquote overrated,
yeah,
she's still like a high paying actress. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you have to respect it.
She's a $20 million check. Definitely. Yeah. One word, describe Meryl Streep.
I can't even think of who that is right now.
Oh my God.
I'm real bad with names.
Devil's Wear Prada.
Okay.
I'm so hurt. I forgot you're 23. I apologize. Do I know a 23-year-old in my head right now? Kristen Stewart from
Awkward.
Okay, I'll take that. do you have what do you, I think they call them agents? Do you have an agent?
I have not gotten an agent yet. A lot of people will jump into an agent, but they don't have like their full package together.
Yeah.
And then they don't get a lot of work because they haven't done enough work yet. Yeah. So
my boy, I always talk about Gus on these damn podcasts. My boy Gus, he is he got him a voiceover coach. And then he's going on voiceover. You told me not to call them casting calls,
auditions.
But auditions. Mm-hmm. There it is. But he's going over voiceover, going to voiceover auditions.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like, because I know that that's equal to, I would say, NBA, getting an NBA, getting an NFL, getting an NHL, MLB. You feel like you got a good shot to, you know, land some gigs in Hollywood and acting.
Overall, in the future?
In the future, yeah.
Yeah, I think if I worked at it hard enough, I definitely could.
Okay, that's dope, man. That's all it takes.
Yeah. Well, just some determination.
Definitely. I got
to get good coaches.
Yeah, if I want some, if you turn the lights down right now, Michael B., baby, that's how I look. Immediately. Michael B., you turn them lights all the way down, shining right now. I'm shining, you know? I talked to you, or I hit you up and I asked you to be on this episode. There's a big fascination, whether it be negative or positive, with OnlyFans.
Yes, sir.
And you have an OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
And your OnlyFans is, as the young kids like to say, popping, right?
Popping.
It's popping, right?
Yeah.
It's
becoming a thing quickly.
It is. Is it fair to say, do you remember when, you're young, Lissa, you're old. I'm just playing. I love you to death, please. Don't throw nothing at me right now. She is not old, people. I love her. She's not old. Stripping at one point was like looked at really bad, right? If you're a stripper, they're like, you're a stripper. But now, then it got kind of popularized. Like, it got popular, you know, and you could do stripping and people wasn't really... strip. That's whatever. That's what's up. That's what's up. And I feel like that's where OnlyFans is headed. It's still kind of in that in between where people kind of like want to talk down on it.
Yeah, I would agree.
But it seems like it's, you know, during the pandemic, it seemed like it jumped up and everybody was kind of like, well, that's the thing now. Mm-hmm. But it's still a split. What made you get into the OnlyFans world?
So I was doing it long before the pandemic.
Yes, yes.
I have always been like sexualized, I guess, the more I look back.
Yeah.
And I've just have always had people saying I should do this and asking me to do it. So eventually I was like, you know what?
Asking you to do OnlyFans or like asking
not
you to
specifically
do...
OnlyFans, but they were like, send me a new picture. You know what I mean? And just a bunch of shit.
Wait, so can you do the voice again? Can you
do... a nude picture.
Whatever guy sounds
dick
like
pic. That. In my DMs.
Oh, shit. If you sound like that, you definitely work for Walmart. Okay, go ahead, though.
Where was I? So, yeah, just a lot of people wanted me to do it. And I would do it during like holidays is I would set up like a little package and it'd be like X amount of dollars and you'd get X amount of like pictures or videos for the holiday. And I did pretty good. And so eventually I was like, OK, I'm going to make a Patreon because I didn't know about OnlyFans.
Right, right.
Patreon got really strict and OnlyFans popped up. And then I was like, OK, well, I'll like just do this.
Yeah.
Did it for a while. I got super bored of it. So then I quit for like six months, 8 months.
Why'd you get bored of it?
It's boring.
Yeah?
Yeah, like it just became time consuming. I didn't manage it very well like I do now. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was doing my other business at the time. And so I was like, I don't think I need to do this anymore.
Yeah.
So then I was like, I'm done. No reason.
There is a lady, I'm going to mess up her fucking name, but the first name I got, last name I teared up, it's like Monica
Who did?
Yeah, pretty close. we'll just finger cross it. But she's what they call an adult content creator.
Okay.
And she has 100,000 OnlyFans.
Wow.
100,000 fans.
Oh my goodness.
But I guess she charges $6.50 per
subscription,
right? Yeah. And then she does a lot of pay-per-view stuff, I guess is what they call it.
Yeah, she's making a lot of bank if she has that much, I'll tell you that.
She's like, they did like an article on her and the whole thing. And are you able to talk about how many fans you have?
Yeah, that's fine. So I restarted my OnlyFans or revamped it 3 months ago.
It sounds like you went out there and you got like a PR and we got together and when you say revamp, it's just like we did a whole new thing.
Yes.
It's like a whole new package.
So I got a manager is what I did.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh shit. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was right. All right.
Yes. So he was like, okay, so what are you doing? And he had me change a lot of things. Like I wasn't using the PPVs, the pay-per-view messages.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really actively doing it the way I am now.
Yeah.
And so I went from making, I was listening in the background.
No, Winston be moving around. He'd be upset he'd be inside that damn cage. I got to get you out. I'm going to get you out, buddy. My bad, bro.
So I went from making like 2,000 a month. And then now last month I made like 11,000. And mind you, I only have like 60,000 followers, so I think that's pretty good for the amount that I have.
I'm willing to go put lotion on my knees right now and go and start a goddamn page up, bro. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Huh?
Dead ass. Like, I don't think it's like that much compared to some girls.
I know,
but
and how much time do you spend on it? You feel like?
not much. So what I do to manage it better, I take like 1 to 2 days out of the month and I get content.
Out of the fucking month.
And I know.
There's somebody.
Lurk smarter, not harder.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Yes. 1,000% correct. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I would get enough content to push between 2 to 4 weeks. And that way I can just send something out once a day and then send my PPVs out 2 to 3 times a day.
Is this content that you kind of, I know you do it your own. Do you do it by yourself or you have people that help you or?
I have usually done it by myself, but lately I'm like, okay, I'm going to try to get with some groups of people who are doing the same thing or a photographer just to make everything look a little bit better.
Yeah.
So I've been enjoying that.
Oh, wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
60,000 fans.
No, I don't have 60,000.
Oh, my bad. No.
Oh,
I thought you said.
I said on my Instagram.
Oh, the IG. But that's where you do most of your promoing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I would have had like how some women have where they're up in like 400,000 or millions of Instagram followers or on their Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. That converts like crazy.
But you know, you're still cashing in, right?
Yeah,
you do work 1-2 times a month and then the check roll in and that's it. That's a good check.
Right. Well, I have to get on there every day still, but it's just like at nighttime, it gets a little more active, you know, chit chatting with some of the guys in there.
Do you have like you open up like a small notepad and you'd be like, OK, today, these are the lines that I'm going to say back to these people. Or do you just get on there and you just really shoot the shit with people?
I kind of just shoot the shit with people. Yeah. Sometimes we have a laugh about it. Yeah. Right, Liz? We're just chilling out.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
What is the price to subscribe?
I used to have it at $45. My manager was like, mm-mm. So now it's down at like $22.50.
That's
but
cool.
I do sales a lot because it's more about getting people in the door and the money starts happening once they're in.
Yeah, I was reading that was the big thing is keeping them, the reoccurring money coming in, like or keeping them subscribed. It was like that's where the money is at.
Actually, most of my money comes from the tips and the PPVs.
Yeah. So how do you get the tips? What is the deal with the tips?
I could do like tip games, like tip me this if you like. If you want to see more of this or et cetera, and then, or they'll tip if they like the photo that I had posted. And then when you send the PPVs out, they have to pay to unlock the photo.
Gotcha. That's what the PPV is. And then those cost more than the subscription, of course.
No, not more. Okay. It depends. So sometimes I'll send out things that are like $3 and then some things that are like $15, some things that are $50. Oh. So it just depends, but you have to think you have X amount of people in there. Right. And if, you know, 50 to 100 or more people are buying those little prices, every day adds up.
Wow. Okay. So I had, so my man Gus, I just mentioned, I told him for his birthday was June 19th. I said, man, hey, look, I'm going to go set up an OnlyFans for you and I'm going to buy a couple subscriptions. I told him I was going to buy three. I only got two and I'm going to buy them yours because that's the type of friend I am, Gus. I just want to let you know I'm going and I'm going to get a subscription from Hannah's OnlyFans because that's the type of fan I'm friend I am.
Okay? Happy birthday, Gus.
Oh, well, see?
Enjoy.
That's what I'm talking about. It was like, was that Beyonce that mentioned OnlyFans in...
Beyonce did it, but somebody had done it first. I can't remember.
Yeah, with
okay.
The horse, the stallion, Meg Thee Stallion, yes.
Okay, maybe it was her that did it.
But she mentioned it in there, and I know that they said there was like a...
spike.
A huge spike.
Yeah, I'm like, leave it alone. Just kidding.
Whenever anything like... does anybody famous mention OnlyFans, do you feel like you see more traffic from that? Have you ever noticed anything like that? Beyonce said OnlyFans, I think he jumped up like 10% or something like that.
Oh, I see. Like a lot of users started getting on it and creating their own accounts is what was jumping.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But it's becoming more relevant with everything shut down. And these men who can't go to the strip clubs are starting to go to the, well, essentially the online strip club.
Right. Okay. I like that. The online strip club. Do you worry about any of your content going to other sites? Has that happened to you?
Yes. People leak my stuff. Thankfully, my manager catches it a lot of the time.
Oh, so
and
he's...
yeah, okay. He's really active and I'm starting to manage other people as well. So really? That's... yeah, he's teaching me how to do all that too. Oh, so yeah.
Cyber pimping?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Cyber just, pimp. I like I that.
Okay. We're gonna start calling you CC.
CC
the pimp.
But
so that's a big thing on there. I noticed our reading about it that a lot of content does end up on other platforms. And then when you catch it, what is the next move when your content is caught on another website?
If I suspect that somebody is like trying to leak my content, I block them.
How do you know that? How does it? Does OnlyFans tell you that somebody's like screen recording or?
No, I wish that would be a good, everyone would appreciate that. Sometimes I don't know how he caught the last one, but there was a screenshot of him and, or somebody talking to somebody and was like, I already have hers. I can send you a folder. And he was like, go block this person. And it was somebody promoing me on their Snapchat. And I was like,
wow.
Yeah.
Have you went on Reddit and looked yourself up? That's where you find a lot of.
Yeah, I'm on there. And then I can go through and I have to appeal every single one. And I just haven't went through and done it yet. But
it makes me sound bad that I know that you can go on Reddit. But let me tell you,
I didn't even know what that was for a long time.
I haven't been on Reddit. It was my boy that told me. And I'm not going to say his name because it's going to make him look like a perv. But listen, he told me about it. And I went on there and I went swimming. And I found a bunch of work on there. But I was just wondering, that's like a hot spot for that.
Is Reddit a porn site?
No, I don't know exactly what Reddit.
Or is that what they use it for?
But it's a lot. You can find a lot on Reddit.
Is it like the public black market?
Maybe. I don't know.
Kind of sounds like it.
I don't think you could buy a goat off of there, but you can definitely.
We can try.
You could definitely try. I feel like somebody's selling a goat on Reddit.
Let's get a goat.
You want to buy a goat?
I like goats.
What's the max amount of dollars we can buy a goat with?
Depends.
What's the cap? Like $80?
Depending. I mean, sometimes at Stock Show, they would sell them for like $800.
$1,200. Oh, wait, this is...
by the way.
You really know about this. Like, you really have, like, a number for buying goats.
I told you I'm from the country.
Oh, shit. There's a price range, people. If you want to buy a goat, it's $800 to $1,200. You can get you a fine goat from where? In Oregon? Where is this
in
at?
In Oregon, yes.
$800, you can get you a fine goat. Long as it's not Black Phillip from The Witch, you're good to go. You don't want a Black Phillip goat. That's a scary goat.
That's juju.
Yeah, that's juju. You don't want that type of goat. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Thank you for schooling me.
You're welcome.
That's cool. I'm going to save up $800, have a goat with Winston. It's a bad.
Get a fainting goat. They're fun.
It's a fainting goat.
You don't know what a fainting goat is?
No.
Where you run up and they get like stiff because it's just how they are and they literally like fall over. It's hilarious.
I'm not even no run up type nigga. I can't run up on a goat. I can't run up on a goat.
My friend had a neighbor. They had a whole bunch of them and we would run up and down the street and they would like all fall over. It's so funny.
We used to do something similar to that with a Doberman Pinscher. And he ended up biting one of my older brother's friends in the ass. And we don't.
Oh.
So we quit fucking with animals like that.
Y'all
sound more fun, more reading rainbow, happy time fun.
Yeah.
Ours is a little bit more hood. Rah, 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 and then the ending was really bad. It was ass bits, bleeding,
we'd
blood.
Make little bombs and throw them into fields.
You made bombs and threw them into
bombs.
Fields. What's your nationality?
I am Puerto Rican, Native American, European, and Irish.
That's a lot going on.
I'm a mutt.
There it is. All right. You said Irish in there?
Yes.
Irish?
Yeah.
That's why you like whiskey. Is that what that is?
I don't know if I like whiskey.
But you mentioned it, so I just feel like it's in there. Like you just, not a little bit, not a little sippy sip. Is Jack Daniels whiskey?
Yeah. Okay. I do. I can get down with that.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah.
Safety wise, getting back to because we just went on a whole, you know,
a goat adventure,
a whole map quest. Safety wise, for a person, in, you know, man or woman listening, and they're signing up OnlyFans, said today I'm signing up for my OnlyFans. Today's the day I'm gonna do it. They're typing it in, they're getting started. Safety wise, can you tell them? Is it a set? Do you feel safe? Do you feel like you end up with stalkers, or you feel like you can get off and go to sleep, and then nobody's gonna find you? And I'm gonna find you. And you know, I always wonder that because I'm like, guys can get really weird. You know, we have the ability to get really strange and creepy.
Nothing too creepy has happened. I've had.
Nobody bought a goat for you? I'm sorry.
I wish somebody would buy a goat for me.
Somebody buy her a goat. I got to see this.
Somebody give me a billy goat. I love animals. Nothing crazy has happened. I've had a few people from Phoenix, actually, with a little bit of time I've been here, have came up and noticed me. And I'm like fine with that as long as they keep their boundaries.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But otherwise, I mean, I don't worry that much about anything.
No.
My only, if they're like safety, that part, but the safety long term, I would always just recommend. Can you turn that down a little bit?
Oh, is it too loud? Okay, yeah, my bad. Sorry. I'm sorry. What if I just turn like the volume down real
no,
quick?
No, that's perfect.
Okay.
Okay. Is just knowing what you're doing later in life and really have a conversation with yourself, setting boundaries. Cause I always imagine if this stuff came out,
yeah,
and I'm like 30 or 50.
That's a big gap, by the way.
I know.
30 or 50 is a big
gap. Any time in my life, right? I got you. Just later on is what
just
I was
later
meaning.
On. I got you.
Like, are you going to be able to be okay with that?
Right.
And so figuring out your boundaries is very important.
Got you. So that's okay. You're 1000% on that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm happy you haven't ran into, you know, I don't know if, you know, that type of creep. But I know that guys have the ability to just, you know, go
pounce,
into full,
pounce
yeah,
on
just,
you.
Just get really, really weird. Do you feel like there's a stopping moment where you probably get off OnlyFans or you just.
Yes, it's not a forever thing for me. Yeah. I'm mainly using it to focus on my acting and to pursue my bikini line as well.
Oh, dope. You got
so,
a bikini line coming.
I want. Yes, it will be. It's coming.
We're going to dive into that. But I.
Once those things get rolling and I no longer need it, it's gone.
It's gone.
Yes.
Gotcha.
It's not important to me.
Well. There's another part of the OnlyFans circle stands spinning thing that I want to get into is being in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And you are in one,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And I see you giving me a look.
No, no look.
But how does that weigh on your relationship having an OnlyFans?
It's been fine. So before I started it, I had a conversation with him to make sure that he was cool with it. And we talked about the boundaries okay. and let them know what I was going to be doing on there.
Yeah.
And I don't do anything super crazy.
Yeah.
So he was like, okay, cool. And he trusts me. So it hasn't been an issue for me personally.
If he asked you, has he asked you to stop? Or,
no, he hasn't.
If he asked you, would you, or you feel like?
I think I would, you know what I mean? Depending on the reason why.
Right.
If he was like, stop because it makes me feel uncomfortable, I would stop. Yeah. But if he was like, I can't think of another reason, but
yeah, I got you.
You know what I mean?
That's a dope thing. You can sit down and talk to somebody and then explain, because I know that on social media it's looked at very bad. As if women that do it are not really relationship material or type, you know.
Actually, I know a lot of females who actually use their boyfriends as part of their OnlyFans. It's very, very, very common.
Now, see, that's where you get me there. Now, see, yeah. I smile on that. I like that. You know, you can
include me. It's very common.
You can include me.
Find yourself
in the fun,
a girl.
You know, then we can together make money. Wow.
Yeah. The guys end up being like a background prop more than anything because the girl steals the show.
That's cool.
But yes, super common.
I can stand there and hold a lamp or something while you're doing what you do.
Hey, there you go.
Because I am a supporter.
Yes.
But there is a heavy tone to, you know, women that do OnlyFans, mm-hmm. and it's just cool to hear that in your relationship that those two things can coexist.
Oh yeah.
How was that initial conversation? How did you bring it? Did you have like a peanut butter jelly sound to say, sit down? This is how it's gonna go down.
I don't even remember. I mean, we've both been very like respectful of each other's independence and making choices. So it started off, like I said, with the holiday stuff, and it wasn't so crazy what I was going on, but then it was like the conversation of, oh, this is like kind of making us some money.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do it on a monthly basis. And then bam, OnlyFans. You know what I mean? Yeah. It just naturally happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you payment wise,
mm-hmm.
right? When you're setting up an OnlyFans, is it like you just put your account in there, the whole nine? Because I know that a lot of people use like PayPal, or they use like their Cash App, or I don't know how.
You can sign up with your email or Twitter. I would recommend using the email. Yeah. And it's with the credit card is what you use to sign up with.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And same thing to subscribe as well.
Okay. All right.
And your bank account actually to earn money. My bad.
I'm going to give you one word. One word describe Tom Hanks.
Old.
Fuck. Really? He's the best actor on the planet.
Sorry, that was literally the first thing that came to mind.
Jesus. Oh, it hurts my heart.
But respectable. Sorry, I'll change that.
Okay, there we go.
Respectable.
You ever seen Pretty Woman before?
Yes.
Classic, isn't it?
Yes.
Classic work. I could tell that you at least know Julia Roberts because you light up when you see Julia Roberts. Oh, shit. Julia Roberts. Shit. You said you were starting a bikini line.
Yes.
You know that lane is a difficult lane. Are you ready for that?
I have been obsessed with bikinis since I could remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when I was little, probably the third grade is when the obsession started.
Really?
Yes. I would be so excited to get a couple new bikinis for the summer for like quote unquote school shopping. Right. You know what I mean? So,
what do you feel like the bikini game is missing? What could you bring to the swimsuit bikini game?
Curvier women and just better support.
Yeah.
Because like, if I get a large top from certain places, it fits like a small and it pisses me off. Or just bikinis that are cute, but actually hold and support yourself well.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Where do you usually go to, you know, shop for your bikinis, and where have you found success not found success, what stores you go to or online stores?
Online stores, I will give a little shout out to O'Poly. I haven't had anything bad from there yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a down Fashion Nova. I just ordered three from there and none of them fit. I was like, and that's wraps with them. Yeah, for bikini.
I ordered some jeans and it was real tight and my private parts. It was a whole thing.
I ordered some other comfy things and they fit just fine.
Yeah.
But the bikini, maybe it just wasn't the right ones. I don't know.
Do you sketch?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
How long have you been sketching? You know, you got your art book. How long have you been sketching your bikinis?
My bikinis? So, yeah. I probably started like actually trying to figure out the first set I would drop for about a year.
Yeah. Would you take your, is that what you use your OnlyFans dollars for, to kind of fund that situation?
Yes, that's part of it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Where you get your materials from? Have you looked up where to get your materials or?
Not yet, but there is a local place here that is, it's called Fabric Horde.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Just in school. I mean, where do you know where the location is at or area?
Near Arizona State University.
I hear a background voice, but I'll
yeah. I was like, I don't know the area super well. She got your back, yo. I was like,
she got your back.
Yeah, but they do everything and they do no minimums. Like a lot overseas, you have to have X amount, like 200 to even place it. And starting out, that's really scary. So they can allow you to do a few and test them out.
Right.
And it helps you like pre-sell them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Would you take your bikinis? You feel like you could take your bikinis, put them on OnlyFans and you could convince guys to buy them?
No.
For the women's, for the wifesses?
I don't know if I would because
I'm going to tell you something when I tell you in a second. Go ahead and finish. But
so the fans on there don't really like to be sold to twice, if that makes sense. Like it's not, I wouldn't really cross that line unless it was like men's board shorts, which I might tap into that later.
Board shorts are
swim trunks.
Yeah, I don't swim. I drown, so I don't know much about. Yeah, there's a whole thing on that about. But you don't listen to my podcast, so thank you very much. It's okay. I'm not hurt at all right now. I don't have a tear in my eye. I'm not upset.
I'm sorry. I've
I have
never
a fake
listened.
Smile on my face. Look at my fake smile.
Here's mine.
Oh, hey, do you do any? I'm jumping. Just fuck with me. Just stay with me here. I jump from spot to spot.
It's good.
Do you do any like, do you take any of your acting when you're on the OnlyFans? In the video, do you bring it in there in at all? Like, come on in, Johnny.
I haven't done any like role playing.
Yeah.
I've done a little bit of like dress up stuff, but I wouldn't say I've done like acting stuff in there.
You do live on there too, right?
I have done a couple lives.
What is the live world like?
So it's mainly like I would sit there and just chit chat with them. And if they wanted me to do things, I would kind of like cutely say, okay, well, if you send me a little tip, I'll do that. You know what I mean?
Unless ever been in the background, like, where the fuck that motherfucker go? You walking back doing their own thing. Has that ever happened before?
No, because I'm usually like, hey, just so you're not surprised, I'm in the living room doing this.
That's cool, man. So when do you think what is the name of your bikini line?
I can't say that, but it's a really cute name. I just don't want it to get stolen.
I'll sign an NDA after this, and then we'll go ahead and you can tell me the name.
Okay.
I have a game
That
I play with folks, and I have a couple of questions that I ask folks when we're at the end of this. Yes, we've been talking for 50 minutes. Isn't that crazy?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, what's the most money you've made from OnlyFans? I know there's going to be people that want to know this, so they're going to give you questions.
Well, like I said, I've only revamped it and really started actually doing it like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
But last month making the 11,000 was a good month.
That's a good month, man. I tell you. I'll just continue with my regular life. I have a game. It's a music game. All you have to do, I'm going to play a sample of the record, the song.
Oh, no. Okay.
And you have to tell me the name of the song
I'm
and the name of the artist. Now, I always prepare people because people get laughed at for this. All right. When you come through, Adri came through. I played a song from Total, Can't You See? And she screamed out TLC. And then she
I don't even know what either one of those are.
Huh? Negative. And Liz is like, can I help? Nah, we're going to watch her drown on her own. If she
I don't know.
You on your own.
I'm not a music head at all. I don't even listen to music.
Even more fun just to watch it. The flames are happening right now.
Okay, we'll try. I'm really bad. Disclaimer.
All right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
No. Wait,
should we? Do you want your cousin to help?
She'll get everything. It will be her show. She'll know all of them. I'm going to know zero of them.
If you want to, I don't even have another thing. You can plug that in. Are you ready though?
Mm-hmm.
Hannah, are you
ready?
All right. First one. It's only gonna be like 5 seconds too. You ready? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I only gave you that much.
That's it?
Cause that song is
How would I know that?
Oh, I'll play longer for you. I'll play longer.
I won't know it.
Come to my ear. I forgot you were young, but I'll run it anyway.
You know it already? The fuck?
It's just me against the world.
I know Me Against the World, obviously.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't have known that if you didn't say I just gave it to you.
Yeah,
I know the song. I've heard it. I would not know the name or the artist.
The way the kicks and the snare come in, they're so memorable. Mm-hmm. That's why I only gave you like the intro part of. I kind of played you. Normally, I would give you some lyrics, but I figured that'd be cheating. So my bad.
Let's cheat.
It's Tupac, Me Against the World. You ready?
Oh.
Second one.
Okay.
You ready? This one, you should get this one. This should be, you know.
Eminem.
Okay, what song though?
I don't know. Monster.
My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home. I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just
friends with the monster.
I got to that little bit of part and she said, I got it. So say it clearly. Who's
Eminem? Okay. Friends with the monster.
Who else is on that record though?
Oh my gosh.
You got to know who else is on that record. She's big as
shit. I know. I'm just trying to think. I literally cannot think of her name.
Stop it. She said, you're embarrassing me. Right. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got two more. All right, you ready?
Hold on. I'm trying to sing it in my head.
I'll play it one more time, a little bit longer. You ready?
Stars. Hold on, wait to the chorus and I'll get it.
No, I won't reach the chorus. I will not.
Stars something. Starships are meant to fly.
Hey.
All she had to say was starships, and I got it.
Whose song is it, though? Don't help her.
I don't know. I can't remember.
It's Nicki Minaj.
That is?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. I'll run it. I'll run
I would have got that one. Oh. Okay. I can remember her little verse in there now. There it is.
See? All right. Last one, since you've just failed me and your cuzzo a lot right now. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Be ready to flow. More heat, cause I always put you on. And go to spot at the very second I'm
hot. Oh, hold on. Hit that again.
Hit that again. You ready?
Go a little further.
All right. Be ready to flow. More heat, cause I always put you on. And go to spot at the very second I'm hot. Catch a grip on. Now that you're tired, I hope your body be cooping because we're keeping you moving.
Never mind.
Never mind.
I don't know.
I can't
hear the song. I'm bad.
Put the headphones on. This is how gangsters we are. This is my shit. So they can do whatever. I do whatever the fuck I want. They put the headphones on. This my shit. You can't stop me. You ready? I'll let you play it.
Right. You ready to flow? Smoke heat because I always put you on. And go to spot at the very second.
She don't even know she's a DJ.
Now that you're tired,
she don't know.
Be cooping because we're keeping you moving. That's what we're doing and you know it.
Is it not? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Is it not Busta Rhymes?
It is Busta Rhymes. What's the name of the
but
song?
But I don't think I've ever heard that song before.
Bullshit. It's a big ass record for him. Are you serious?
It's not one I recognize.
All right, I'm going to run it all the way
through.
I'll run it all the way through. You ready?
Yes.
She's a DJ, y'all. I just want to let y'all know that.
Listen, I'm half your age.
That's true. That's disrespectful and true at the same time.
Be ready to flow. Smoke heat because I always put you on. And go to spot to the very second I'm gone. Catch a groove on. Now that you're tired, I hope your body be cooping because we're keeping you moving. That's what we're doing and you know we're going to.
How have you never heard Busta Rhymes featuring Janet the motherfucking Jackson? And we're gonna be? Give it a headphone. We gotta finish this up. I don't even know what to do. Right now, somebody shoot me in my left eye so I can only look out my right eye because I am confused with her not knowing that record. I am confused. I'm sorry, Busta Boss. Busta Boss. I'm sorry, bro. I taught her something new. She's gonna go listen to that record. That record fire, bro. The record fire, bro. I don't know what to say. All right. Now let's get these last couple of questions out the way. If the song is over now, you don't get no more tries. DJ, I love you to death though. She's a sweetheart. And she could DJ her ass off. So if you were going to Target, right? Mm-hmm. You're going shopping in Target.
Target. Yeah.
As I got my vegan hand sanitizer, okay, I got it from Target. Any celebrity dead or alive, who would you want to go shopping with in Target?
Oh. Why did I just blank her name? Khaleesi from Game of Thrones.
Oh,
nice. Oh my god!
I don't know her actual name. It's like Emily something, but I don't.
I do know her name, and she's probably one of my favorites. But I literally like don't remember.
But that's kind of cool. You would go in there with the Mother of Dragons, huh?
Yes, and I knew her before the show, so I didn't become a fan.
Where was she at before the show?
She did. Oh, maybe just that I didn't watch the show until just recently. So I was a fan before. I watched Game of Thrones.
If y'all can see my face right now.
I like to wait till the hype goes down so nothing's ruined. And I wasn't prepared. The ending was one of the worst I've ever seen, though.
The show was, wasn't it? Absolutely garbage. 8 years I invested my life.
And it was good the whole...
Every Sunday, I would pick a new meal. I would buy a Game of Thrones cup. And I'd drink out of my Game of Thrones cup. I'd have cookies and milk and a fucking pizza or some wings. And I got all the way to season 8.
Yes. Emilia Clarke. Sorry, that's
Emilia
her name.
Emilia Clarke. There it is.
Yep.
And let me rant. And don't worry about her name. Fuck her name. Aww. I went 8 long fucking years, man. And I got bullshit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll allow you to go to Target with her. That sounds like fun, though.
And they have another series too, right? Coming in. Yeah, that's her real voice. Most of their voices on there were all their real voices.
Oh, that's true. They're all from, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have a prequel coming. They do, which I don't know if I give a fuck about because you hurt me so bad. I feel like a lot of Game of Thrones fans were hurt so bad that we really don't give a shit. They actually had started a petition for them to reshoot the last season, but it wasn't enough signatures. So,
wow.
And then would you rather be held in high regards from your friends or your parents? Held in high regards.
That's a really good question.
I know. Listen, they call me the Chocolate Warrior. I strip on Tuesdays. I'm
gonna
what I do.
So here's my answer. Going to say my friends because my parents will already have that for me. And they're always going to love me. But I feel like my friends as an adult see more of me than my parents do at this point.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Do your parents know about OnlyFans?
Mm-hmm.
Are they cool with it?
My dad was kind of wanted to kill me. But my mom is super loving and she was like,
It always seems like the mom is more the one who's like, that's my daughter no matter what.
Yeah. My dad wasn't happy because somebody he didn't even like me being in a bikini. He's like, I think bikinis are inappropriate.
Gotcha.
So, but okay. He just doesn't worry about it anymore.
Okay. That's cool. Supportive family. That's dope, man.
Yeah.
That's dope. That's dope. That's dope. And then what is your favorite IG page to follow?
My favorite IG page?
Instagram page.
The dodo.
The dodo? Yes. Show me the dodo. What the fuck is the dodo?
It's an animal page. Oh,
like where they sell goats for $800 to $1,200?
Not quite, but they have like cute little animal stories.
I gotta see the dodo page.
I'll show it. You don't know the dodo?
I don't know the dodo page.
I like the dodo.
I like the dodo. Yeah.
Yes.
I gotta see this.
But they like rescue animals. You know, I get on there and get in my feelings. I get happy.
Oh, these are like cute little animals.
I know.
Oh.
But yeah, that was the first thing that popped into my mind.
The dodo is your favorite page to follow.
It's on the top. I can't think of.
I'm not mad about it.
Yeah.
It's anybody who wants to go look at the dodo, it's at @thedodo.
Yeah. Okay. Either that or just meme pages that are like funny that I could laugh at.
Me. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, me. That'd be me. Hannah Nicole Cast, everybody. Let's give her a round. Like that? Don't you like the cheers? Isn't it fun?
Mm-hmm. Cheers, so fun.
Let's play a song that neither one of you know. Be ready to flow. Small heat, cause
I always put you on. I think we both know that song. Be ready to
flow. Small heat. I just use that. I have fun with the past. Okay. I just fuck around. But I want to say thank you for coming on to Seasonable Clout. Do you want to give the people all your information, your OnlyFans, which you made $11,000 a month last month, and I'm trying to figure out what I could do to make 11 grand in a month. You want to give them that? You want to give them your IG, Twitter, sure. All those things?
Sure. So my main thing is IG, and that is Hannah Nicole Cast, and that's HannahNicoleKast. And then you can find me on all my other platforms, including my OnlyFans at HNK Private.
You have a website? You think about? You ever thought about having a website?
No, just that.
Okay.
Oh, actually, my OnlyFans isn't that. It's Hannah Nicole Cast _.
Gotcha.
Sorry.
And wait, there's a community of women that you guys just share each other's, like, does that work?
Yes.
Everybody's posting each other.
It's like free advertisement. Yeah. Absolutely.
That works.
Mm-hmm.
On IG, I see you post like 7 different women. I'm a guy, so I have no choice but to click. For some reason, we just
see it works.
Click. It does work.
Absolutely.
It's brutal. But I am Thaddeus Shade. You can find me at IG at Thaddeus.Shade. You can listen to this podcast on all podcast platforms. Spotify, Apple, Pandora, fucking iHeart. If you listen to podcast on Pandora, something's wrong with you. I don't think we are allowed to do that in this country anymore. But if you still listen on Pandora,
I do listen on Pandora.
No, wait. Listen though. Oh. Listen, podcast. I still run my shit.
On
Pandora. I still got my shit set up. It's like a little thumb.
Oh, okay.
All my shit. So, but yeah, you can listen to Seasonable Clout on all podcasts. I'm on everything. I'm in Australia too, and in Norway, and yeah, Africa. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, claps for you. Much.
At Thaddeus.Shade on IG, at ThadShade 2Ds on Twitter. Like I always say, if you're on Facebook, don't find me. That's it. One word. Describe. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Trump.
Ignorant.
Nice. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
I should have said a Cheeto.